Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at?
Roll call.
Hey,
Monstrous Radio.
What's up? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live, the podcast with the roar. I'm DJ E-Monster, and you know what we do on Comic Cafe. There are no menus, but your ass will be served what you deserve. You can call us up and vent. We're trying to prevent you from getting 30 days from putting your hands on people. That's what the problem is. Sometimes people don't have a place to vent and get it off their chest. So that's what we're here for. Call us up. 563-999-3411, and we got you. We got you. Now, like I said, I'm DJ E-Monster. This is the lady of the house. This is Miss Unbelievable. How you doing tonight, mommy? Hello.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, hello. What's going on? What's going on?
You about ready to do our vent session for the week. Get it.
You know, I'm about ready to get this vent on. I got a few things I want to vent about myself, but I'm ready to get this vent on. Like, I'm about to get 30 days. I'm going on vacation. I don't need to be locked up. I'm just saying.
All right, well, don't call me. I ain't got no bail money. I'm just telling you, they don't take EBT at
the bail house. What? Yes, they do.
That's it.
Yeah, cash. If you got cash, not food. No? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No? Too soon?
Too soon. So, yeah, y'all. So, tonight, you know, we're going to talk about a couple of things to help y'all woosah. Get in, help you vent, not get 30 days. Some things you could talk about at the water cooler. So, what we're going to talk about tonight, one, I'm pretty sure we're going to touch on this impeachment. I woke up like, what? They got rid of his ass? Are you serious? Are you kidding me? So we might need some of y'all to call in and fill us in on what went down. Also, some topics that we're going to talk about tonight is basically how, you know, you ain't supposed to be trying to go broke, trying to buy people Christmas gifts and shit. You know what I mean? So we're going to go down that road right there. Let's see. What else do we got, Miss Unbelievable? I believe you got some spoken word, right? Right?
We got some spoken word. That's all. Let me speak. Speaks tonight. Yes.
Okay. Okay. We got the who's bumping who, who's getting fat. Also known as the entertainment lifestyle. We got
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's see what else we got. See, we got some weather. We got all kinds of things for y'all. Stick around. Sit down. Get you some wine. Shit, I try to come up with something slick, but I don't think that fast. And relax. You dig? We're going to play some music, help y'all get in the groove, and woosah, get rid of that ill manner within your soul. Release that bullshit out your soul. You dig? So all right. Let's see, anything you want to say before we go into a break or play our song for tonight?
Play our song for tonight. Hey, you know what? This is Woosah Night. Hit us up, 563-999-3411, and let's get this vibe going tonight. We got you. The therapist is in session.
Okay. So, all right, y'all. Let's see. I got a quick public service announcement, and then after that, we going to get into some YG and Nipsey Hussle. See, now he got impeached. Everybody thinking what they about to say. Stay tuned. Find out what that's all about. But for now, a PS out.
This is a True Beyond ENT public service announcement. Yo, everybody, we know it's that time of season where we all got to wash our hands and watch out for doorknobs and all that type of stuff because of the germs in the winter season. But I want to say something to all my guys in the music industry. Yo, you gotta watch out for these girls with a cold. That's right, I said it, a girl with a cold. Yo, she can give your nuts the head flu. You heard me? Yo, you'll be walking around, your dick be going, achoo, achoo, all day long, trying to go to the bathroom midstream. Achoo! You could just mess up somebody's house. I mean, don't twinkle when you sprinkle. You know how it go, y'all. So I'm telling y'all, watch out for the girl with the cold, because she can give you the head flu. And that has been a True Beyond Entertainment public service announcement. Achoo! Achoo!
Yeah, don't get that, y'all. Fuck around, dick have a ball in it. I'm just saying, it is what it is. So, hey, y'all, this is what half the nation is saying right now. Right now, it's unbelievable. They are yelling
fuck
out.
Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah, call us up, 563-999-3411. Yeah, don't get in your
Donald
blood.
Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, I like white folks, but I don't like you. All the niggas in the hood wanna fight you. Surprise El Chapo ain't tried to snipe you. Surprise the nation of Islam ain't tried to find you. Have a rally out LA, we gon' fuck it up. Home of the ride and King Ride, we don't give a fuck. Black students ejected from your rally. What? I'm ready to go right now, your racist ass did too much. I'm about to turn Black Panther. Don't let Donald Trump win, that nigga cancer. He too rich, he ain't got the answers. He can't make decisions for this country, he gon' crash us. No, we can't be a slave for him. He got me appreciating, nobody my way more. Hey, Donald, and everyone that follows, you gave us your reason to be president, but we hate fuck you. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah. Nigga, am I tripping? Let me know. I thought all that Donald Trump bullshit was a joke. Know what they say when rich niggas go broke. Look, Reagan so coke. Obama so hope. Donald Trump spent his trust fund money on the boat. I'm from a place where you probably can't go. Speaking for some people that you probably ain't know. It's pressure built up and it's probably gonna blow. And if we say go, then they probably gon' go. You vote Trump, then you probably on dope. And if you like me, then you probably ain't know. And if you been in jail, you could probably still vote. If we let this nigga win, we gon' probably feel broke. You build walls, we gon' probably dig holes. And if your ass do win, you gon' probably get smoked, fuck nigga. Fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck you.
Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Yeah.
Mark my words.
Yeah.
Hold up, I fuck with Mexicans. Got a plug with Mexicans. When a little need a switch, who I call Mexican. This Comedy Central ass nigga come be the president. Hold up, Nip, tell the world how you fuck with Mexicans.
It wouldn't be the USA without Mexicans. And if it's time to team up, shit, let's begin. Black love, brown pride, and a sense again. White people feel the same as my next kin. Let this nigga win, God bless the kids.
God bless the kids, this nigga wicked and weird. When me and Nip link, that's Bloods and Crips. When your L.A. rally, we gon' crash your shit. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
All I can say is for real, for real, for real. That's how y'all feel. Wow.
How they feel?
Hey, that, right. Half of America yelling that shit right now. It is R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle. Hey, bruh, you still out here doing it. But that song, YG and Nipsey Hussle, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah. So I got the weather report for y'all. Let me see here. Let me get a little bit of background music going on so I can give y'all this right here. This right here. That's right here. A little something, something. Looks like out in New York, y'all looking at 24. ATL is at 43. LA's looking at 63. That's still chilly for LA. They probably got on parkas and shit, act like they in Minnesota. London is 48 and Paris is 55, and right here in the Twin Cities, it's 24 degrees, but it probably feel like 3 below 0. I'm just saying, it is what it is.
No, it is beautiful outside right now.
Is it? I ain't been out there in a minute. Is it nice out now?
It is nice.
Okay.
Like, you can really sit out there and chill. Like, if you want to do a little, you know, a little cutesy stuff with your girl tonight, tonight's the night.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. So, all right, let's see. We got who's bumping who, who's getting fat. Let's see, I don't got another song to play. I usually would play another song, you know, in between the breaks or whatnot. But I will take this moment to say today's show has been brought to you by The Soul of Me Speaks, brought to you by the author, Miss Unbelievable, E.K. You know, you got to put in the Esquire, the E.K. in there, you know. Now on Lulu.com. Make sure you guys go out and get this book. It's a great book. I'm telling you, I ain't seen nothing but great reviews from it. It's got spoken word, lots of things in there. So please make sure y'all go over to Lulu.com. She'll give you the rest of the address, how to get there. But The Soul of Me Speaks, who's sponsoring Monsters Radio. Also, Monster U.S. Apparel. You want to put your expression on your shirt. You want to say, fuck Donald Trump. You want to say, fuck Biden. It don't matter who it is. You might put, vote for me, 2020. Get it. Whatever it is you need, hit up Monster U.S. Apparel. You can get a hold of me. I am the lead salesman, but hit us up on Facebook right now. I'm not putting my number out here, so all y'all can be prank calling my phone. And I got a water balloon in your house and BB gun shooting the ass. So that was a horrible commercial for my company, but you get what I'm saying. Monster U.S. Apparel. So, all right, let's just, yeah, let them know what the rest of the address for The Soul of Me Speaks.
The Soul of Me Speaks at Lulu.com, and The Soul of Me Speaks, Lulu.com, 30-day journal. So it's two of them. So you can just put Lulu.com, The Soul of Me Speaks, and it'll pop up, and Lulu.com, The Soul of Me Speaks, 30-day journal, and it'll pop up as well.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's right. And it's popping like it's hot. I'm just saying.
Popping like it's hot.
Well, hell, listen, we might as well just go ahead and get into. No, we still got time, don't we? We still got a little bit of time. Shit, what are we going to do for Waster? I guess
well,
I should be playing some independent
music.
There's
no such thing as Waster.
Hmm?
You know.
Right.
There's
right.
no such thing as Waster. We don't waste
right.
time, you know. But, you know, can I just say, Tekashi 6ix9ine sentence, y'all ain't going to believe what it was. Y'all are not going to believe what it was. And I'm trying to tell y'all, I don't care what you say, it's because of the skin color. I'm just going to put that out there. Or it's because he could be the snitch inside as well. They're going to use that B-I-T-C-H. For what sentence he got? Absolutely. Absolutely. I
right.
couldn't believe it, but then I believe it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. See, I want to be like, damn, I want to play some Tic Tacky 6ix9ine or Tic Tacky 6'1". That's what we call him around here, because when he get in jail, it's not a 6ix9ine. He's going to be 6'1 in it. But I ain't got none of his music. But I guess we don't spend people that act like that around here. So I guess I got something else, and then when we come back, I guess this is on some politics stuff, too. Another hip-hop track. This is Talib Kweli and Casper, is it Niovest? Y'all motherfucker know who he is. I can't say that name. She might be having all these funny-ass names and shit. This is called Fuck the Money. Fuck his name. I'm just playing Monsters Radio with a roar.
We live, y'all. Let's get it. Let's go.
How about you? Yeah. I used to put the money first. Y'all still do, but that hardly works. Y'all still ask for prices from the waiters, and y'all hardly serve. You pay once, you pay forever. That you can't reverse.
That's why I ain't paid to live for no fucking birth.
Mutual respect over below payments. Your mind accepted marriage when money proposed slavery. I've been listening and four quarters of y'all won't make it. I'm Africa's number one, that's a fucking bold statement. And I'm the most relevant. You failing to admit that is your biggest impediment. We're not on the same level, man. Your dream girl sent me news and I'm checking them. Underneath the table as I'm having dinner with the president. Man, fuck the money. Being a chopper, they know that I plan it. It's sunny, being broke for my hoharani. They love me, cause they know I've been real to my peeps. There's niggas richer than me who still wish they were me. What's up?
Fuck the money, fuck the money, fuck the money.
Go.
Fuck the money, fuck the money, fuck the money.
Hey.
Fuck the money, fuck the money. Money make niggas break promises. Money turn niggas into pharmacists. Money make us drop out of colleges. But the boss of the spit proof God exists. Who we be, that's who we are. Versace, Gucci, Louis Vuitton. I taste expensive as a superstar, so I take what I want like a coup d'etat. From profit sharing to profit sharing, I'd stop and staring cause we caught McLaren. For we not preparing for God's appearance. Busy dominating and domineering. Our competition securing our position. Our greed dangerous is a heart condition. Rap niggas lie like politicians, so I gotta tell the truth, that's a smart decision. Capitalism is a cataclysm. White collar crime is a bad decision. And the bankers will routinely crash the system with quickly get the ass back in prison. Need money to eat, need money to live, need money to keep, need money to give. When pursuit of the money is your only goal, then you lose control, then you lose your soul. Dollars and cents to rob our children of their innocence. So in a sense, we come to our nation's capital to cash a check. According to Dr. King, when he saw it clear in his dream,
we built the pyramids, they built the pyramid schemes.
Alright, so that's Tali Qualib and Casper. I believe it's Norvest, Know Your Vest. That might be it. N-Y-O-V-E-S-T. Y'all figure it out and let me know what the hell that say. Monsters Radio Comic Cafe. Today's a day like politics, community issues, those type of things. Things that you can vent and get off your chest so you don't walk around angry and all tense and shit. You know what I mean? So, don't forget, you can hit us up, 563-999-3411. We have topics, but you can bring up something, and we can argue about it. We won't hang up on you. Well, okay, maybe we will. But still, you can call in and trash. I'm just saying. Miss Unbelievable, I guess we'll start out with our who's fucking who and who's getting fat, also known as the gossip lifestyle. Let's go ahead and jump into that. So who are we going to clown tonight?
Well, like I was saying, Tekashi, y'all know I'm always updating on him. But his victims are saying he deserves to rot in prison for what he did. He should even be paying more than what he got. Tekashi received a 2-year prison sentence Wednesday, which he's already been completed.
What?
Huh?
Oh, hell.
He received a 2-year prison sentence on Wednesday, which he's already completed, but he ain't gonna get out just for Christmas, but he coming out. He got a 2-year, and remember we were talking about how he held people up at gunpoint, you know, mistaken identity, robbery at gunpoint. They figured he should get a harsher punishment, but like I said, the judge is going to go sweet on him because they need him back outside to do what he just did, turned on everybody. So even though they got impact statements from from the victims, they didn't have impact. Him saying that he wants to be a changed man, he's this, he's that, took the impact away from the victims. So he's got a 2-year sentence, which he's already completed, and he's done.
Right, right. Well, I know I'm not a judge, and I'm not the one to fucking oversee somebody else's life. You dig? But, man, I have to honestly say, I believe this dude is a threat to society. I know some people are like, he's a little tic-tacky ass, ain't no threat. Yes, he is a threat to society. Now, when we talked about it the other night, please go back, check out the archives. They're available 24/7, 365, and you will be supporting the show. let's see. I'm trying to figure out how is the best way to say this. But, okay.
Say it real.
Basically, that was just one incident with the whole mistaken identity, and he set up the robbery. There's a whole nother incident where him and another dude had beef. I don't know if it was a rapper or not, but him and another dude had beef. Now, they were supposed to be men, come to terms, and squash the beef. He said the beef is squashed. right? Told the dude beef is squash. Let it go. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Let's move on. Right after he got, right, he's done talking to the dude, dude put a hit on him. He tried to put a hit on him, so when he leave, and they say, oh, everything's good, when he leave, he's going to get killed. That's the type of shit this motherfucker's doing. He's not doing this shit himself, but he's setting other motherfuckers up.
Yeah.
In good faith. You understand me? That's like rules in the hood you don't do. There's certain things you don't do. One, you don't call a truce and then fuck around and go back and knock the dude. That's not cool. That's not cool. That's not grown man right there. That's not gangster at all. But then again, too, we're talking about a tic-tac-y 6'1". So, wow.
But then ask yourself,
sir,
2 years. Mm. And how long did Mr. Vic get for dog? Are you serious? He got a longer sentence for dogs than he did. And I'm just like, okay, I don't know if y'all are trying to set this young boy dude up or y'all know he coming back. So it's like you're playing with his life, but then he's playing with his own. And I'm telling you, was of black descent, he would have got more than 2 years. I don't care. He got all them tattoos or whatever. He would have got more. A black guy would have got more than 2 years. A finished sentence? Yeah, okay. Then they might as well have just did a plea deal with him and didn't even waste taxpayers' money if they knew they was going to give him that. You could have did that at the arraignment.
Right. Yeah, now, in some cases, now, this is why I would say money can talk. If you got enough money, now, if you black, you might be in the same situation he would be in. Now, we're speaking hypothetically. You might be in the same situation, but your ass would be looking at 20 years probation. However much time they should have gave you, if you should have got 50 years, they would have put your ass on 50-year probation. You'd be walking on nails like Nick Mills for the rest of your life. It is.
Let's talk about Remy Ma. Remy Ma, they kept her on house arrest.
Right. When she came home, exactly. Yeah. And here's another thing ain't nobody talking about. And then we'll move on. You dig? Because we got a couple more things, and we have a caller. We're going to check in with Dirty. But, yeah, here's another thing. I'm surprised. He did all his dirt. He did all this, all that. They don't throw out there that he might get movie deals. All this other shit. That could be another reason why they let his ass go. Trying to get movie deals, all this other shit. One thing I ain't heard nothing about. How come they ain't going after his money? He making all that gangster music, all that da-da-da-da-da, rah-rah-rah, and he out here actually trying to do that shit, and he causing victims. Why ain't the victims going after that record money? They went after OJ book money.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not calling a race on that. I'm just calling it what it is. I'm just saying they went after OJ book money. They go after other motherfuckers' money when they got money and they do some bullshit. How come ain't nobody chasing Tic Tac money? Question.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
But yeah. So.
Yeah.
But okay, let's not make it about that snitch because I'm feeling like a snitch just talking about his little ass. What else we got over here in our gossip column?
Okay, so remember how Jay Dirty was talking about being about that life and having that life, and all these young guys now is trying to be about that life? Well, the NBA young boy scored a sweet plea deal in his assault and kidnapping case. I don't know what's wrong with these kids, but the most serious charge has been dropped. The rapper pled guilty to a misdemeanor, simple battery, family violence, in exchange for the prosecutor to drop the charges and aggravated assault. He will avoid jail time, but he's been sentenced to 12-month probation, so you know that's almost like jail, fined $1,500, must attend anger management classes, and have no contact with the victim, which is his girlfriend. I don't know how we're going to do that.
He said
the rapper body slammed his girlfriend in February 28th, dragging her into the room. Surveillance caught the violence going on, and he's trying to say they were engaged in horseplay, but the grand jury indicted him for aggravated assault, but there's been no further charges. He hasn't gotten any more trouble, so he may be able to get away with, yeah, his rough foreplay with his woman.
Okay. Okay, so he had a domestic roughing around. Okay, we're just going to call it a domestic because, you know, when you catching charges, you'll call shit all kinds of things. No, 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 we played Ring Around the Rosie and she tripped and bumped her head.
And I dragged her in the room. Oh, sorry.
Right. So how much probation time did you say he got?
12 months. He got a year.
A year probation. Hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to see if they give Tic Tacky probation. I'm just saying. Because if he got probation for doing a domestic and this motherfucker's on murder trials and shit and he just got time served and he going home free, scot-free. I would have to question that itself. Now, I'm not saying nothing because, hey, they might cut us off. You know the past, you know. We get to talking about government shit, our shit shut down.
Absolutely.
We will go off the air on your ass, involuntary. But, you know, like when you were saying about him coming home, sometimes that shit is funny. Because in some situations, I've known that. Like, I'd be like, bro, they just, goddamn, like, they'll put you in a situation, like, what's that his case? Got him to be an informant, do all this extra shit, da-da-da, got the indictments that they want, nabbed the motherfuckers they want, now they kicked his ass out on the street, and now he's just out there. No mm-hmm. help. Just out there. Like, they just hung you to dry. Go ahead. Just go, no. Yeah, I know them killers is out there waiting on the other side of that door, but you can't stay in here.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go. Shit, look at the movie White Boy Rick.
Ooh.
Hello.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And moving back to Young Boy, if that's his girlfriend, so now he can't have contact with her for a year? Now, what if she contacts him? How is he going to, you know, want to not violate stuff like that?
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
what does that look like for her, you know, if they're together, right? So she got to keep her distance. But if they're together, that means you got to be apart for a whole year. How that trust and honesty going to look when that year come back? I don't even know if they're going to make it unless they've been together for a minute.
Right. Well, I mean, sometimes they be adding little funky charges to shit and try to make some funky shit out of nothing. I'm not saying that's the case. But I'm just saying, bruh, when you plead and say we was horseplaying, how do you horseplay a kidnapping? Oh,
well, you know, you can be like put around your neck, you know, grab her by the hair, you know, being rough, you know, roughhousing, you know, dragging her in, saying bitch stop, you know, some of the dominatrix looking submission kind of stuff that, you know, maybe out there, maybe into, that they not familiar with, you know, stuff like that, because that gets rough. Like, that's not no joke. That ain't no, oh, let me just tap you. Nah, you getting your ass whooped. You getting your hair pulled. They dragging you around. You're being submissive. You know, they telling you what to do. That's that real shit right there. But who's to say that she wasn't screaming and hollering, help me. Now, that's the point, you know, that changes
right.
It from horseplay to dominance and submission. I'm just saying.
Right. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Crazy. Yeah. So, wow. That's all I can say. Wow. Okay, it's about time to take a quick little break, and we'll come back with our rest of our who's fucking who's getting fat. Then after that, we'll get into our topics. One of the things, like I said, tonight we're talking about is, you know, people going into debt for Christmas. That's one of the things we're going to talk about. We got spoken word coming up. Let's see. What's one of the other things we're going to talk about? We got some other stuff. Can you remember another one? I'll remember as we go.
Yeah, about, you know, how you losing on a good thing when you got it. Why do you lose out on a good thing when you have it? Why, people?
Yeah,
why
do people mess
and
up?
And then we got to talk
about
my water cooler moment to help me out as well so I won't get 20 days in the workhouse. You know, and I have.
Oh, shit, so you got a vent.
I got a vent, just for a second.
Oh, okay, she got a vent, y'all. So, all right, let me see. What am I going to play for y'all tonight? Let's see, I play some da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I guess I play some hip hop. I guess I'll play. This right here's got a little reggae feel to it. This right here's Kariane Sang. She did an interview with us right here on Monsters Radio. You can always go back, check the archives 24/7, 365. So check it out. This right here's an upcomer. She's really, really hot. So check it out. This is Kariane Sang. This is Hot Girl Team, Monsters Radio, online radio with the Roar podcast.
Yo, what is to me? Tell him say, I'm in a big friend. Yeah.
When hot gal macho, a serious thing. Yo, hot, 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 hot gal thing.
Woosah.
I'm looking like a girl. From a day, we're coming out the world. We're coming items, fall from a seat, make a purpose, man, chase me like squirrel. And yes, I want everything. As I'm a dance, my mother let me sing. Recognize a real queen if you want to be a king. Me on so tight, every man in cling. Ha, 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 girl ting. Ha, 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 girl ting. Your need, I will fill your tummy. Pretty like money, sweet like honey. I do long term, I don't do fling. Nuff baba roots, some more jinxing. Meet my need, you will get what me bring. Pocket too flat, then you not get a ting. Businessman with a rogue white swing. Big bun chat, I'm bare ching ching. Like, go go lega, my mansion. Fresh every year, check pon the fashion. Yo, how we get that new lick the doggy? Run a rhythm at me, mash up the party. Yo, ha, 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 ha. Brick wall on my chest. You don't know yet, but you gon' be obsessed. Top model every time, this is no contest. I true what me say, that's why I bless. Pure progress, baby, I don't rest. Puffin' on me, I'ma get you high. If it's straight, girl, I can make you buy. Sex so good, I make a big man cry. Yo, I'm working out, Tybo. Moving my body like a cyclone. I got him good, now they psycho. I make them hide, I bring them real low. Sweet like cocoa, baby Milo. This in the head, take a Mido. They loving me like I'm an idol. You made the money, but it's my dough. Yo, hot, 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 ting.
Yeah, so that's Kariane Sang right here on Monsters Radio, the podcast with a roar. You can hit us up 563-999-3411. We're going to open up our lines here real soon, but we're going to get back into this. Who's fucking who and who's getting fat? The gossip lifestyle. So who else we going to clown tonight, Miss Unbelievable? Hello.
You know, the last person, of course, is Donald Trump. As you know, he has been impeached. Just the one part of it. He's been impeached by the Democrats, the Senate, but he's been, you know, by the House, but he now has to go to the Senate. And until trial, technically, he's still going to be our president. He just got the impeachment name over him. But he's the third president that has been impeached. You know, they impeached, Clinton. But remember, he was acquitted.
Nixon.
From it.
Yeah, they tried to impeach him. Yeah, they tried to. Yeah.
They impeached Trump. I mean, what's his name?
You said Clinton?
They did. They impeached Clinton. But remember, his got overturned in the Senate as well. Absolutely. They impeached him for abuse of power. And so those are the two articles. So for Trump is almost the same. Few more different things. His was abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Those were the two articles that they voted on, and those were the two articles that got him impeached. They still have to get give the rest of the what they need to do against him. The articles, they got to do the rest of the articles. They haven't set those out, but it goes to the House. Now, usually the House is ruled by the Republicans, so they don't think that it's going to go all the way through. But right now, he's impeached for right now. There needs to be 2/3 majority to convict him of those grounds. Of treason, bribery, and high crimes and misdemeanor. The articles that they did agree on, it wasn't all that close. It was like 230 to 197 and 229 to 198. So it wasn't like a close call. Like the Republicans, yeah, they know he did something. So they, you know, definitely is like, oh, yeah, okay, kiss, kiss. But they're not going to let go of him getting completely gone, because they're saying, okay, y'all want Pennis? He's no better. He's worse. So they're asking us, do y'all really want to impeach him? Because he's worse.
But
as of now,
like,
he's impeached.
How can you be worse than Donald? Than Prez Don? I mean, how can you be worse than Prez Don? I don't know. But I guess if they say he's worse, then God damn. Has he been doing like silly shit with the tweets and all that other stuff and talking about people like he 50 Cent?
Well, you know what? When he when Trump picked him, I think he was already in his own little list of something, and I can't remember what it is. I will look it up and I'll put it on Facebook. But he was already in something too, and that was the reason why he chose him, because he was messy boots right along with him. See what I'm saying? And they were like, so if you have me, he's worse. And his racism and his distaste for Mexican and black people is just as well. He once again hides his, but Donald Trump puts his out there.
Right, right. Shit, I've been seeing so much on Trump. On Trump so much, I forgot he even had a vice president. I'm going to keep it 100. So you just said it, I totally forgot. We've been talking about him so much, I totally forgot. Because, you know, usually the vice president try to step in and stick up for the press. You know what I mean? Biden jumped in. A lot of other vice presidents would jump in. Boo, boo, boo. Hey, leave my man alone. Hey. But I ain't seen shit from dude jumping out talking about leave Trump alone. No, he's supposed to do this, do. No. Matter of fact,
you haven't
with sour faces around Trump.
Right, you haven't heard anyone of this cabinet speak at all or have a platform except Trump. His wife doesn't have a platform. Pence doesn't have a platform. He got rid of everybody who, you know, his people that usually talk for him. They're all gone. No one has anything at all in this presidency that's saying or standing up that you can be heard or have something to say. Like Ivanka Trump, she ain't saying nothing. She's not Obama. She has not set up any initiatives. She has not set up anything. Pence's wife has not set up anything. You the vice president, you see them standing by them. They're doing calls. They're doing anything together. You haven't even seen them stand together. You haven't even seen them rally or do anything together. So ask yourself what's going on with their relationship and why Pence ain't taking up for him, because Pence wants his job to do even worse. But we so quick and we so want to do just knock him off the game, we ain't paying attention. It's going to be too late when they decide to.
I know why Trump wife ain't stepped up and said nothing. Because, you know, she step out on front stage, motherfuckers start throwing dollars and shit. They going to think she's still stripping. That was too soon. My bad. That was petty.
She wasn't stripping. She was a Playboy model.
Oh, okay. My bad. yeah, there's a difference. 563-999-3411. we're going to keep it moving. We're going to get into our topics. So, yeah, definitely join us if you can. So, so all right, so one of the things we're talking about is, you know, basically what I've seen today, you know, and this is how we're going to get on the deck, going into debt, trying to show people you love them, buy them Christmas gifts. I posted on my post today something I seen. I thought it was super cool. And it said Christmas time rules. Number one, that's what we're going to talk about. Number one was do not go into debt trying to show people how much you love them. That's a good one right there. And that's why we're going to talk about it. Number two, we could talk about another day. Do not go home to see your family if it damages your mental health. We're not going to wait for some of y'all.
Bing, bing, bing,
I know
bing, bing.
That right there. Exactly. number three, and probably the most important of all, if someone comments on your weight, eat them. I'm just saying, hey, you say, got problems? I'm going to eat your little ass. You're talking about I'm big or you're talking about I'm skinny. Yeah, okay, I'll eat your fat ass. I'm hungry, motherfucker. So that's what I posted on my page. You can always check my page. Just put in E-Monster on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that other stuff. You will find me. So I think that was a good one because I'll be honest. It's easy if you're into that type of thing, it's easy to go into debt. I've been down there because when you buy people gifts, especially people you love, it's almost like a drug when you see them get super duper excited, get overwhelmed, and you know what I mean? All that extra stuff, the enlightenment that you bring into their life for that 35 seconds, for that 30 minutes or whatever you still there until you leave. You know, you relish that. You know, I know I do. You know, I like seeing my loved ones happy, and I love being the cause of that happiness. So, you know, like me, I used to buy people real shit. Like, I buy your ass a car. I know you need it. I buy your ass a car. I always bought full outfits, root to toot, shoes, socks, underwear, whatever go with it, accessories, cologne, just so you look nice in everything I gave you. I want everything on top shelf when I give it to you, and you wear what I gave you. If I gave you a shirt, you're going to wear top-notch pants, top-notch underwear, top-notch socks, sandals, whatever in the hell. But that I got enjoyment out of that. But that shit used to break me. Come January 1st, my dude looking for his money, I'm like, God damn, I spent a lot of money this year. It is. Of course, I didn't always get that back in return. But, you know, to me, when you give gifts, you're supposed to give. You're not supposed to expect nothing back. You know what I mean? But I can see how people can do that, but that's something you can't do. Why? Because I'm caught up in the bullshit. I'm caught up in the bullshit of this holiday. Mm-hmm. I don't think Christmas was meant to be about spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars on tree ornaments, on gifts to give people, on all this extra shit, these extra parties, and you know what I mean, all this other stuff. I don't think it was meant for that. I've been caught up in the bullshit of commercializing the holiday, whether it be this holiday, other holidays. I fall in Halloween, I fall in, I buy candy, Easter, I buy candy, I do all the extra shit. I fall into the bullshit instead of realizing what the real thing is about, giving happiness, joy, so on and so forth. That's not... You know what I mean? I get all that out of doing commercial shit. I mean, can I still get that same joy by not giving cards, by not giving full outfits, by not doing that? Am I still going to get the same joy? If I can't, then something's wrong. You know what I mean? I mean, am I wrong?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nope.
So, I mean, what's your view on it? I mean, people going broke trying to buy Christmas gifts.
You know, to me, it's once again a commercial holiday. Okay, I got called the Grinch, so my answer is gonna be like, y'all just wasting y'all motherfucking money. That's my answer. But on the flip side, it has become commercialized, so it's like everybody wants to show out who got the best this. It's a competition. It's to show, you know, a parent who may have not been there in their child's life, oh, this is how much I love you on this day. It's just a filler from not being there to me. It's lost what its representation was of giving. You know, it become a filler of where I'm not at. or where I can't be. So I'm going to give you this on this day like everybody else. So when someone asks you what you receive, you won't feel left out. You can say, well, I received this. Now, they may be embarrassed by their gift, you know, because there's parents who ain't got that to give. But yet, they'll go get something, and then when that child needs some food on the 15th of January, they don't have it. When they need somewhere to lay their head, they're in Drake or they're in the shelter, because now you have tried to be with the Joneses or tried to, you know, fill that void because you're now upset that you couldn't give them something throughout the year, so now you're going to do it here. To me, that's a setup. You shouldn't even think about it like that. If you don't got it, baby, I ain't got it. I ain't had it all year. Let's just keep it 100. For they'll have a sense of knowing what it means to get it then. It becomes so commercialized where if you don't get this, you're not showing me no love. No, baby, I ain't got it. I ain't had it yesterday. I ain't going to have it next week. I'm working towards that. And so they need to work together. Think about Christmas in a different way of giving. You see what I'm saying? Give up your time. Mm-hmm. Give up yourself. Not give up your money, because you can't get that money back, just like you can't get time back, but you can get substance back. You see what I'm saying? You can see your substance mm-hmm. grow. You can see your fruit grow. You can see your labor. You know, you can feel that. You can see that. But if it's just about toys that they're going to tear up in one day, or clothes that they're going to grow out in 6 months, yeah, keep that. I'm cool. But do I want to see you happy? Yes, that's an everyday thing, though. Because if I'm not making you happy 364 days of the year, then why would I do it on 365 day? Nah, that's okay. I'm cool on that.
Right, right. Hey, like I said, the best thing about, you know, our conversations around Monsters Radio, our testimonies, you touched the nerve with me on that one right there. You are so right. Like, my testimony is, I get what you're saying when you're saying trying to fill that void. You're trying to buy gifts, extravagance to fill that void for not being there. That's 100. I remember, like, if I would be on tour, I come off tour, I ain't seen my kids in a little bit, I would fucking shower them with everything that they want. You did anything that they want, mm-hmm. blah, 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 because I know I was gone. You know what I mean? I feel bad for being gone, so I try to compensate with gifts. But I'll tell you right now, today, all my kids will tell you right now, we didn't want them motherfucking gifts, bro. Or pops. We didn't want them gifts. We wanted you. You know what I mean? So sometimes the best gift is spend time with their ass in September. Spend time with them people in January. So, you know, yeah. You touched me with that one. But let's go over, because we are getting low on time. Let's go over here and check in with the caller right quick and see how they feel about going for broke buying gifts on the holidays. And if they think it's commercialized or not. 912-334, who we got on the line? Hello.
What's happening, man?
What's good, Dirty?
Not much. Trump support on the phone.
About,
Trump support on the phone. You got to relax.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, don't lose your ratings now. You know how that goes.
Right,
how y'all
right,
doing,
right.
though?
I'm good, bro. So, I'm always glad to see you. So, all right, so you know what we're talking about. You want to chime on that, or you got something else you want to vent about?
Well, goddamn, brother, y'all brought me on toward the end and shit, man. Y'all said a lot tonight. Goddamn it, I was over here cussing my damn self out. Like, these motherfuckers ain't pressed the you button yet. I'm like, all right, well, goddamn it, I mean, shit. Like I said, I'm a goddamn Trump supporter, first of all. That's the first thing y'all talking about. Then the Tekashi 6ix9ine thing.
Okay.
You dig? What the fuck makes his case any damn different from any other motherfucker in the goddamn hood that done told on some damn body the fact that he's famous and rich don't mean a fuck to me? I mean, why the hell don't nobody ever do this type of shit and this type of publicity for any regular motherfucker in the hood to snitch? That's already foul to me. First of all, the whole damn Christmas thing, that just goes to damn show you, brother, how much goddamn America's a very spoiled country, brother. Everybody in America's spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
When everybody got small damn children, now I ain't talking about motherfuckers with goddamn grown children. I'm talking about motherfuckers with these small children. They gonna give them what they want, brother. I don't give a fuck how hard they try to talk. You dig? Whatever they tell me, I don't believe it at all. It don't matter. You got small damn children, you're gonna wanna get them. When the holiday come around, you are an American, goddammit. You done wrapped up there. You spoiled as well. Goddammit, you're going to try to do what you can for your damn children to be happy. That's a fact. You know, and as they get older, it might change. But I'm just saying, when you got little children, Don't come to me with that old hard, tough shit like you don't. Yeah, nah, I don't buy that.
Right. I feel you.
But
on
if
that.
You ain't
yeah,
got it,
thing,
but if you ain't got it, you got to keep it real 100%. Whether they're little or big, they got to know. I ain't got it.
No, you.
I mean,
you,
but
you
if you bring them.
No, you misunderstood me,
if
though.
You,
it's
no,
not about if you
I
don't got it.
It.
No, it's not about if you don't got it. It's about that in America today, this is a capitalist country, and God bless capitalism.
Yeah.
You're able, because there's so much competition around the damn holidays with these businesses, the prices are able to get lowered. You could give your children shit from the damn dollar store. That, I mean, we grew up playing with fucking dollar packs of army men in the damn dirt, you dig? You're able to give your kids some shit for the holidays. A lot of countries don't have that luxury, you dig? So I don't want nobody complaining. You know, you can make your kids happy with the minimum in this damn country, and shout out to that.
But even with that, the kids know that their toys from the dollar store. They're going to be like, it's broken, mama. It's broken. And they cry. So, I don't know. I think
that's because
you
raising
soft-ass
children.
Just keep it real.
That ain't nobody else there.
Oh, no. I'm just saying in general,
my kids is
spoiled and still spoiled. My grandkids is spoiled and still spoiled. Why?
That's not a good thing, all year round.
But they're disciplined. But they're disciplined. They
know what that is. I give that look.
You
can't be spoiled and disciplined at the same time.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely.
No,
honey, I was military wise. Absolutely. I know how to do both
that
shit.
That don't mean shit.
Your
husband
was
military. You was a wife at home. That don't mean shit to me. No.
But listen, I was raised. You can be spoiled and disciplined. You get that look. They don't straighten up. Oh, we're going to have some problems. That bathroom is going to meet you. Absolutely, because
though,
I can.
So shit, they don't respect that.
Oh, absolutely. They're spoiled. They're respectful. They do what they got to do, and they spoil their own kids. It's a certain way that you spoil. You don't spoil for them to be disrespectful. You spoil that they know that they're loved in the way that they can cherish things, respect things, know how to live out of things. Yeah, this is. See, you don't always have to see spoiled as a negative thing. I'm not talking about spoiled as bitch, brat. No, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about those ones who are spoiled enough to take care of themselves hands down, period.
But that's
no,
not
that,
being spoiled.
That's
called being raised right. No, spoiled is a whole other word.
No.
Don't get that wrapped up.
Hey, want to hear something funny? I was going to say, I think you guys are using the terms in two different ways. I think he's saying spoiled as in like the brat, get whatever you want, da-da-da-da-da. And I think like he's saying, what you're saying is basically you raising your kids right. You know, you taking care of your kids, you keeping them happy. If they want something, they can get it as long as they're doing right. It is. I think that's where you guys are on the ladder right there. But here's another thing I want to talk about with the Christmas stuff. Now I've seen this on one of my homeboys' page. I don't know if you've seen this, Miss Unbelievable, but basically they had a Toys for Tot drive. You dig? And disenfranchised or whatever you want to say, we don't get much neighborhood. I don't know how to say that right now, but you get what I'm saying. So they had a Toys for Tot drive. They gave to the inner city. They gave bikes away, all kinds of things. Now here's one of the things I was surprised that he had put out there. He wasn't trying to put out there to go viral, to try to put out malice or nothing like that. He was just putting out basically a disclaimer. PSI, like, this shit ain't cool, don't do this. Because he put up there, you basically embarrassed our whole fucking city. Basically what they did was some of the people took their kids to the Toys for Tots, went and got presents, and then went back to Walmart, so on and so forth, and tried to return the gifts. Now, I'm pretty sure Walmart probably gave away them bikes, so when they took the bikes back, they're like, these are giveaway gifts. You can't get the money back for this. You dig? So,
ain't shit,
again,
ain't shit motherfuckers,
right.
Y'all. You got that in every community across the earth. You got ain't shit motherfuckers. That's why it's so hard to do right by people, though, because you got ain't shit motherfuckers that do shit like that right there. No matter what race or what creed you come from, no matter what your financial status is, you got some ain't shit motherfuckers that'll take advantage of some free shit because their parents didn't raise them to get something on their own. That is ridiculous. Fuck this. Whoever did that,
right.
I'm going to tell this on the live show. Whoever did that, fuck you and your mama.
Could be two reasons. I'm going to play the devil's advocate. One, they ain't had no money, and they're trying to get money. Two, they may be on drugs of some sort. And three, they could be just the raggedy-ass people who ain't got no morals or understanding that this is free. So
I
could be
that,
a more
but if you're on drugs though, if you're on drugs though, damn it, I don't have sympathy for you though because nobody told you to do that. And
right.
The first part,
I'm just playing
you know, the first
devil
part, yeah, yo, I understand that. I like that because that's what we need in the country. You know, two sides. That's what we need. We need everything, you know, accounted for. So, but if you're on drugs though, right. You made that choice. So therefore, I have no sympathy for you. Whatever you struggle with after that, I would love to help you. Come to me for help. I'll try to do that for you. But as far as you making that choice, that had nothing to do with me. So God bless you. You being a fucked up person because you high, that's your business. I don't have sympathy for that. You know, and if you are just a broke motherfucker that this raggedy don't want to do shit for yourself, that's your business as well, though. But I'm not going to sit there and take care of you when you don't want to take care of yourself. And what was the first thing you said again? I'm sorry, I forgot about it.
Oh, just someone who, you know, may need the money, may be homeless or may, you know, be broke or, you know, need to pay
right.
a bill, about to lose, you know,
right.
their home, about to do something.
Right. Yeah, and that's why, yeah, hey, brother, salute Trump, goddammit. Yeah, all these jobs is coming over here. I know a lot of motherfuckers done got employed in the last 2 years. It's amazing. Shout out to that.
And
you find
and actually,
something
I'm glad that said about the two sides. I'm actually glad what you said about because I wanted to ask you about the Trump stuff. But just on the thing like you was talking about with the bike and they might need money. Now, it's easy for me to say because I'm not in that situation. But the first thing I think of is I understand you might need money, but you need money when you went down there. Let that kid have that
mm-hmm.
bike. Y'all might
right.
be homeless in the spring or some other shit. Let that kid have that bike. Fuck that. Money, I mean, I understand we need money like that, but this is, like, what we're talking about. Like, it's got to be beyond the commercialism of everything in life,
mm-hmm.
period. Like, we got to stop
yeah.
chasing that almighty dollar. We got to start doing things for our soul, for our kids, for our dignity. Start showing we got
yeah.
morals and shit like that. I'm not saying there's not
Absolutely.
People that do, but we need to start spreading that word more instead of always
Absolutely.
Being out here, fuck a bitch, I'm self-made, I'm blah, 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 all this other shit. You know what I mean? Start, yeah. So, but
that's
that was
real,
my
brother.
Last comment on that one.
That's damn
yeah.
so real, though, dog.
So,
like, you know, brother, and, you know, it's crazy, though, brother, because, like, you want to – I come from a neighborhood, you dig, where that, you know – it's what it is, you dig. I came from a Hispanic and a black neighborhood, you dig. There was only two white families in there, mine and somebody
mm-hmm.
else's. You know, so I was wrapped up in this melting pot, right? So, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
when the whole Trump thing came along, brother, everybody, you know, around me, they instantly, like, it's like a robot kind of hit a button, all right, you dig? And motherfuckers went in, like, zombie mode and shit. And then, like, they was all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, like, brother, you know, you motherfuckers, you don't see reality anymore. Like, you're wrapped up in the media and social media, and you're wrapped up in all these hateful people. Like, you don't wake up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, God damn it, come back to the reality of the shit. God damn it, this motherfucker, come here. You know, but they didn't do that, brother. So I done lost
right.
friends and shit, but I done lost family members, bro, you dig? But I stand on my 10 toes, but I'm not no sucker. And whatever I believe in,
mm-hmm.
you dig what I'm saying? I rock with that shit, so I don't give a fuck who don't like it or not, you know, you dig? Because if you want to, you know, if somebody want to debate me about these damn things, I'm welcome to do that. But I don't
mm-hmm.
never just come on a show and just
right.
try to attack people for that. But if you would have had this
mm-hmm.
conversation, you know, I can damn sure go there with you. But I don't want to just come on somebody else's
mm-hmm.
show and just be disrespectful of that. So, you know, but I am a Trump supporter. You dig what I'm saying? And other people
mm-hmm.
ain't. And I respect all that. You know, like I said, if somebody want to have a conversation, we can do that. If not, goddammit, I respect
right.
that too. You dig? Everybody got their own shit. And I ain't stepping on nobody's damn toes. I just see what I see. They see what they see. And God bless it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm glad you said that because that's one of the things, like, us as men, I'm not trying to exclude y'all women. It applies to y'all too, but I'm just saying as men, you know what I mean? Because I'm a man. I can speak from a man's angle. And I believe that's one of the flaws in today's men. Like, I remember when I was younger, me and a dude, we could disagree. It might turn into a cat fight, but that's about it. He understands what I think is what I think and what he thinks is what he thinks. It's the power of the minds of can you convince me to believe in what you believe in? But I'm not going to hate you. I'm not going to act funny with you. I'm not going to talk sideways to you, all that extra shit. But I see that a lot with people that support Trump from people that don't. You dig? I mean, I understand
yes,
that I picked a different person than you do, whatever, whatever. But you're allowed that. That's one of the freedoms
yeah.
you're supposed to have is the freedom to think the way the fuck I want to. Just because you don't think the way I do, that don't make me wrong, motherfucker. That's just say
right.
that we think differently. That's all.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I'm glad you said
that,
brother.
And
I'm glad you said that shit, man.
Yeah.
Because that is what I'm
and
talking about, though, brother. Like, when I told people this shit,
mm-hmm.
they looked at me like I done lost my
yeah.
complete fucking mind, right? But I never attacked them, but I never told them they wasn't shit. You dig what I'm saying? I always just kept my composure.
Right.
I stood up on my principles, brother. You dig? And I did, you know, and that's what it was. I've never hated anybody for disbelieving what I believe. Like, that's your business. You dig? So just like me and you having this conversation right now, but I know you guys don't support Trump, but I'm on the show, right? We talking, we chopping it up, everything gravy, right? So ain't no hatred on this motherfucker. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, it's a good thing, right? It's a beautiful thing right now, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? So this is what a lot of people get that shit misconstrued, bro. Like, everybody that supports Trump and everybody that don't and vice versa. It ain't like that, buddy. You got real motherfuckers in all aspects of life, you dig? So you just got to find them. You know, and it is what it is. Conversation is a conversation.
Right.
It's going to, you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think everybody has their I think everybody has their thoughts. I think everybody has, you know, their want to have a dislike for somebody. I don't think, you know, no one's going to really like someone. I don't even think the ones who say they don't like Trump, they don't even have a way, a reason to back it up because they just going with the bandwagon unless you're following politics. And you know your reason why you don't like them, then you shouldn't say stuff. There's things that Trump did that I applaud him for. There's things that Trump did I don't applaud him for. But when you don't live for whoever is the president, you see what I'm saying? But I know those who do. So the thing about it is you got to know how he's affecting you. Like, if you don't know what the effects is on your life, if you've been poor all your life, how you know Trump put you in the poor house mode? No, baby, you've been poor all your life. You put yourself there. But we want to blame somebody else because they now on the bandwagon of that. I'm like, Obama, he did some things that I liked. He did some things that I didn't like. I think the worst president that we had was Clinton, and they ain't saying nothing about that. But I'm going to leave that alone.
Bush was a little fucked up, too, though. Bush was a little fucked up, too. Bush was really
absolutely. he was too. But I'm talking about far as the African American community and how he duped people thinking that he was for us and he really wasn't. Okay,
yeah, see,
that's what I mean by that.
I hate the way that the government tries to take advantage of people that's in poor situations or whatever. I don't like that type of shit, my dude. I feel like I want people that's in them situations to literally, you know, do the American thing. You dig what I'm saying? And do what you got to do for you and your family, you dig what I'm saying? And I'm not saying go out there and be no damn criminal. That's a coward's way out, kind of like when you kill yourself in battle. I don't believe in that. But there's always some place you can go. There's something you can do to be able to feed yourself. You know, there's always something in this country. There's always something you can do. But whether you're just getting by with a meal every night, there's something. You dig what I'm saying? And a lot of countries don't have these damn things. And I'm sick of people complaining about our damn country. Like, we're the most diverse country on the fucking planet. And people don't ever look at that. But I want you to look at all the other demographics of every other damn country in the world. We are the most diverse country in the fucking world. Mm-hmm. And when you are the most diverse country in the fucking world, guess what? Ain't nobody going to be able to please every good goddamn body across the fucking board because we got too many goddamn different motherfuckers. Oh, we got too many. It's a melting pot. There's too much going on right now, though.
Right.
Damn, so, you know, I appreciate the motherfucker that does the best that they fucking can. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the motherfucker that they have good intentions. They do the best they fucking can. You dig what I'm saying? I don't want nobody giving me promises and shit because, really, if you think about it, though, right, look at all the Democratic-ran states in the country. They're all shitholes, baby. They all got high taxes. I mean, it's a bad fucking place to live at, though. They got ghettos running wild and people, murder rates high, crimes high. It's a mess, right? I live in Georgia, though, baby.
Absolutely.
It's a Republican-ran state. And thank God Stacey Abrams didn't get elected down here because we'd be fucked off even more. Because crime in a state, a county an hour away from us, the crime rate is so fucking high. They're literally comparing it to Atlanta, though, brother. We in South Georgia. And we got a damn county
that's
an hour away from me.
The crime rate is fucked. They're not even sharing stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? All we see about Atlanta and Georgia is the glitz and the glamour, and you should be there. We never see the other side of what's going on. We just want to be where it's at. And what we're failing to do is giving ourselves knowledge. That's the best
thing you can
give yourself is knowledge. And a lot of people are just like, oh, I just want to go here. Ain't did no type of research. Ain't did nothing but following something that they think is there instead of getting an understanding of what's there.
Amen to that.
And
I mean,
serious.
That's real talk, though. That's real damn talk. Like, when you move, I mean, the fact of the matter is, damn it, human beings are the same in this damn country. All of us are goddamn spoiled. All of us are, we've been so spoiled our entire damn life. Because if you think about it, if you look at how we grew up versus how the other goddamn kids grew up in other countries, you'd be like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know,
true.
Even the poor people, even the poorest damn people in this country, you know, have a better percentage rate of poverty versus everybody else in the world. So mm-hmm. I don't like when people diss the country, though, right? Like, the country's got problems, you know, of course. We got little kinks to work. It's okay. We understand that. It's okay. But damn it, I don't like people to sit there and downgrade the country that they grew up in. That, as a matter of fact, able to make you have your soul, E-Monster. You're able to do this shit strictly because you have a free society and we have capitalism, which enables you to actually profit from your show. You can get sponsors, all these things, mm-hmm. brother, because the country and the system we have. You try to do this damn shit in some other third world country, brother, you're not, no, you might get took away and thrown in jail for it. You don't, you know,
mm-hmm.
so people don't appreciate it. We've been so spoiled so long, we don't appreciate it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why a lot of these government political people, they try to pit us against each other, telling us that, well, this side's for this, this side's for that, this one's racist, this one accepts everybody and their mama, even if they think that being a man is a woman and a woman, all this weird shit. They try to do these things, you know, and I'm like, yo, just look, if you're going to make the damn economy so that I can actually decide to go out one damn day and create something for myself, I can do that. We have that. You know what I'm saying? That, and if I'm in a damn place that, I'm saying, but that is hard. Brother, I grew up in that place. Trust me, dog. Bro, I grew up around the worst of the worst, man. But I got a good damn job now, dog. And I worked my motherfucking ass off. I had to do extra shit that everybody else at my damn job didn't have to damn do, though, brother. Because I fucked up when I got there, dog. And now I'm a better man for that. You dig what I'm saying? So I don't,
mm-hmm.
when if somebody
mm-hmm.
damn tells me they can't do that shit, you know, everybody always told me, buddy, you're going to end up in jail for life or you're going to fucking die in like 5 months. You know, that's what it is. But I got a good damn job.
Mm-hmm.
I work at an animal hospital, brother. That's why I work at an animal hospital. Who the fuck would ever thought
okay.
that shit when I grew up with motherfuckers that actually fought dogs? You dig what I'm saying? But I came from all this shit.
Right.
I got a
right.
good damn job, but I'm a vet tech now. You dig what I'm saying? So I don't
mm-hmm.
I don't like when people complain to me, though. You dig? The motherfuckers that complain, look at this. I don't want you to hear what they complain about. I want you to see how they living, the choices they make.
Yep.
I want you to actually pay attention to the actions versus what they complain
Absolutely.
About. I want you to see what they're doing. But
Ooh.
If they're not doing anything to upgrade themselves in life, you dig? They want to get high all day. They want to be out here fucking all these different bitches and different dudes. They want to get out here and play
mm-hmm.
games in the street and carry your. Yeah, just look how they living.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? Look how they living.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck what they talking about.
And that,
look how they
yep. And that lead us into the conversation we'll have tomorrow that we didn't have today on Friday Night Live about when you got a good one, why don't you keep her?
Mess up.
Like, that'll like, or that's wrong?
Oh, don't
yeah,
get messed
started.
Up a good thing.
Don't mess up a good thing when you got
why,
it.
Why people,
so,
don't
yeah,
get me
yeah,
started.
Why people mess up a good thing.
That's tomorrow. That's tomorrow. You get a great segment in. That's tomorrow. So tomorrow, tune in. Why you mess up on a good thing when you got it? That's tomorrow.
Right now,
so put that in your thoughts. Put that in your thoughts.
Right,
put that in
right.
your thoughts. Dirty Dave J. Dirty, put it in your thoughts. That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow because we didn't
right.
have time to talk about it tonight. But that's one of the main topics we're going to have tomorrow because
I wonder who came up with that.
Not live. Not me. Not me.
Yeah. It had to be a woman, though.
Yeah, I did.
That was E-Monster. Thank you, sir. That was E-Monster. Thank you, sir.
Well, E-Monster has a show, goddammit. E-Monster has a radio show. He got to please everybody, goddammit. It don't count.
Right,
right.
It don't count.
Why do you think it's for me? Yeah.
Well, that's not like a woman question, but I don't want to be disrespectful.
You right. You right, bro.
You know, what it is how you brought it. How you brought it, Miss Unbelievable. It came. You said it in a woman vibration, meaning like you know.
Yeah.
You said why do people mess up a good thing? That sounds like relationships. Da 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 da. That's part of it. You know what I mean? But it's all over. You know what I mean? You can mess up a good thing with
yeah.
a job. You can mess up a good thing. You know, in life. Period. It could be relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It could be money. I fucked up some good things with some money. Let my pride get into it. Those are the type of things we're going to talk about tomorrow. I have some hot music for y'all, but yeah, that's going to be the meat
sir.
And potatoes of the discussion tomorrow. Why
sir.
We fuck
yes,
up
sir.
Good things. Yeah. So, yeah, but coming back to what you said, Dirty, because it's really deep, and I think that's one thing people don't touch on, even when it comes to, like, they talk bad about America and blah, 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 blah. people got to start being responsible for what you do, responsible for your life. Keep it 100. Like you said, some people, they don't have shit because you don't inspire to get shit. You dig? If you was out here chasing to better your life as much as you was out here in people's DMs and trying to chase pussy, you'd probably be in a better spot you are right now.
Oh.
Put the same energy you into chasing that ass and to making yourself a better man, better person, you'll be in a better spot. I guarantee you that. Because a lot of people
yeah,
be like,
I mean, it's,
you
it's
you
little
that
simple
ass.
Shit like that, brother. Little simple shit
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people used to ask me, how you get to be where you at? Because I stopped chasing it. You know, I just started doing what I got to do as a man and figured, hey, all that other shit to come in time is to be perks of the game, whatever, whatever. But I put my motherfucking stick down, you dig, and got to better myself as a person, doing self-healing shit, start getting into my business more, investing in myself, not wasting my time going out to bars, kicking it. My friends is out chasing, oh, we going to go get these bitches in Miami. Nigga, come on, man. No, I'm not going. I'm going to stay home.
And you
and
a hard-working brother, right? You a hard-working brother, right?
Right. Right.
Goddamn right. See, that yeah. already separates you from everybody else around you, buddy. You a hard-working motherfucker, dog. People scared of hard work. They don't want to do it. It scares the fuck out of them. They ain't used to that.
It do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes
it
when they see
the
another
fuck
person working out, they act like they got to work.
It scared the fuck out of me before I started doing it. It scared the fuck out of me, too. I'm like, yo, I'm used to running the goddamn streets all day. I don't want to get no fucking job. What the fuck they talking about, goddamn it? I was like, it scared the fuck out of me, too, at first.
Right. But
it's a different lifestyle, man.
Yeah, but it feel good when you got a bundle in your pocket and you can drive down the street and got to worry about shit. You are no longer dirty. Blah, blah, blah. Wish your motherfucker would pull you over because he got to let you go. That is a whole nother lifestyle than being out here chasing it, getting it. Now you got to look over your shoulder every day. You dig? Oh, shit. Here come the motherfucker. The popos is coming towards me and you scared. You dig? Because you dirty as a motherfucker. But, you know, you start to get your shit together, get your job, get your shit, and you ain't got to worry about that. Yeah,
bro, I don't give a fuck if you start off with McDonald's, brother. There's always something you can goddamn get. You dig? There's places in my community. I live in a little ass town. There's goddamn businesses in my damn town that I actually hire ex-convicts for the violent criminal. Brother, there's always something. Motherfuckers just don't want to start at the goddamn, but they don't want to go. They want to be in the goddamn trenches in the streets. They don't want to start in the trenches in the real shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, fuck these people
right.
with their bullshit, man. You don't want to start at the bottom nowhere. Fuck you in your life then, goddamn it. Go fuck your life off and end up in prison for 25, goddamn it. You ain't going to get no sympathy from me. You don't want to do that.
Right. Shit, you got to start out popping nicks and dimes anyway. Shit, you might as well start popping off making $10-$15 now. Fuck it.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So, all right. So, let's see. So, we did talk about some of the other stuff. Let's see. Trying to see if there's something we can recap on. Let's see. Now, okay, seeing that, and like we talked about earlier, you know, we always try to have two sides of the story or whatnot, you know what I mean? We won't go too far in it, but I do want to touch on it a little bit because I want to come from a Trump supporter perspective because I did watch some of the impeachment trials, you know, and I like to see myself as an unbiased person. I try to keep my mind open so I can see the truth. I try to not to let my emotions and things like that cloud my judgment or cloud what I'm hearing or what I'm seeing. And I do have to admit on some of these things during this impeachment trial, some of the people that was for Trump, I'm like, these motherfuckers got a point, though.
Yeah, right.
Hold up. They got a point, though. You dig? So tell us... you know, your experience, did you watch the impeachment, stuff like that? And I mean, from a Trump supporter side, tell us about, you know, how you felt about it, what you perceived, and do you think that they're going to go all the way with the impeachment, or think they're going to be like Clinton, where they get the first one, but they're not going to get that second one?
Oh, well, absolutely, though, brother. Well, I try to follow it as much as I can, you dig, but I don't respect it at all, so I don't really keep up with it like I would something serious. You dig what I'm saying, brother? But
okay.
I have knew that you dig when Trump tried to bring witnesses forward to actually testify on his behalf and actually, you know, get him excluded from all the criminal charges, they wouldn't allow him to do that. You get what I'm saying? That was a big, that was a big red flag for me when they did that. You dig? And then Schiff, you know, and all these people, but they was actually, when they got questioned by Republicans with simple common sense damn questions, right? These guys didn't, they didn't know how to, you know, they didn't know how to defend themselves. They had nothing, right? So that, you know, when you pay attention to it, dude, it's like shit. Okay, they have, you know, like they get in the media, you know, and they have good, solid arguments, you know, like, brother, you know, for the people, goddamn, you know, all this, brother, Trump's a bigot. Fuck this guy with it. They strong with it, brother. So I can understand why people fall for that shit. But when you look behind the curtains, but it's like, look, yeah, this guy tried to bring forth a whole bunch of goddamn witnesses that some of them he didn't even know. That could actually exonerate him from all this shit. They wouldn't allow him to do that. And I'm like, look, if this brother was really guilty, if I was in the courtroom, dog, and I tried to tell you that I have witnesses to bring forth that I didn't, some of them I didn't even know, you dig what I'm saying? And you didn't let me do that shit, I'd be like, okay, this is a fucked off. You dig what I'm saying? There's something wrong with this shit. So that was the first red flag. You did the second, you know, another red flag was that, you know, a lot of these people, dog, when they got questioned by these Republicans, you dig, they didn't have anything for that. You know what I'm saying? But they kept babbling on. You got to watch these two, brother. They speak like serpents, brother. They fast talkers. They use big words and shit. They babble on. But the point and the question was not addressed. And, you know, and I think that, you dig what I'm saying? And also the transcript came out. Well, the whole thing with the impeachment was the whole Ukraine thing and all this shit. But all the transcripts came out, you dig? And it all exonerated them. He didn't say anything illegal in the transcripts. But the media didn't show that, you dig? And so, therefore, they was able to go forth with the impeachment hearings. You know, because the media, a lot of the popular media outlets did not cover that. You dig, except for the ones that was on Trump's side. The other side did not cover that shit at all. They didn't put forth all the accurate information about the transcript that he released all of it. You dig what I'm saying, though? So as far as that goes, but it's a big sham. You dig what I'm saying? But none of it makes no damn sense. They literally just don't like this man, brother, because he literally made the economy better. And he does not bow down to, he's not a politician, brother. If you ever heard him talk, he talked like a motherfucker in the hood. This motherfucker, how many presidents you ever knew get up there cussing and shit when he talked? Like, this brother be talking like a regular mother. He talked like a man, dog. This motherfucker be talking about son of a bitch and this motherfucker be talking like a regular son of a bitch. I'm like, look, man, not to mention, but his wife's an immigrant, right? And she's very beautiful, dog. She used to be a damn model and shit. Playboy, don't matter what it was. Very beautiful lady.
Right.
You know, and you don't never hear nothing bad about her in the news, brother. This lady's been very mysterious. You know, she's been in the background. She do what she got to do. And also, Donald Trump's daughter, you dig what I'm saying? She handles all the woman's rights shit in America, you dig? He actually appointed her to do that. You know, and people don't know these things, you dig? Because the media blast them so hard that it's hard for the truth to actually get through the cracks. But I would just tell people, brother, look, Trump ain't perfect, but this motherfucker's been a damn savage since he was on the ground. You know, if you ever watched this documentary on Netflix, dog, this brother was a badass from since he was a damn kid, you dig? This motherfucker got sent to boot camp for carrying Swiss Army knives and shit, and he used to fight and all that. The brother was, he's been a savage since a child. You dig what I'm saying, brother? So, it's shit like that don't nobody know about, because they won't even watch the documentary because it has his name on it. Now, I'm like, look, nah, brother, you gotta realize who the fuck you hating before you hate him. You dig what I'm saying? Shit like that. And Pelosi, you dig what I'm saying? All these Democratic people, Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar, foul people, brother. Maxine Waters, I want to, man, sad excuses, brother. Foul-ass people, dog. Elizabeth Warren, fraud. Joe Biden, fraud. All the Hillary Clinton. It's a mess over there, brother. It's a mess, bro. Fucking mess.
Right.
They got to relax.
Yeah, it is, especially like, and we could talk about some more politics another night, like the Joe Biden thing. I've seen that about, like, the thing with his son and all that. That's just real, real fishy to me. Politics, that's a whole nother world. That's a whole nother podcast shit all by itself, just politics. But I do have to say, I've always said that about Trump. I always say, I'm not a Trump supporter, but the one thing I do like about Trump and I totally respect is he says what the fuck's on his mind. You dig? All these other dudes that sit here and tell you this, tell you that, tell you whatever the fuck you want, whatever the fuck they want to tell you to get you to sweet talk you, to believe whatever the hell they want you to believe. Trump's going to come out and tell you what the fuck it's going to be. And that's what I respect
about. Can I say one more little thing real quick, brother? Can I say one more little quick thing, though? Real quick, brother. That's what I know, though. The rest of these politicians, brother, they sound like goddamn robots when they get on stage. Trump talk like a regular motherfucker, and he's very cocky. Some bitch knows he got balls in his pants, but he grabs them every time they do a speech. The brother's foul. And matter of fact, he just made a deal to fix the Flint water crisis, actually. Matter of fact, it's a big deal. A lot of people don't know that, you dig?
Oh, wow.
But yeah, brother, like, Yeah, absolutely. He talked about it last night with his when he did that rally in Michigan, brother. He actually made a deal to get all that shit cleaned up in Flint with the water situation, right? A lot of people didn't know that because they don't watch his speeches. But yeah, that shit real. You know, look it up. But
and
anyway,
that's just
brother,
a
Trump.
Simple water tablet. All they need is simple water tablet.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but you know, the people in Michigan didn't want to do that, though, right? Like that shit's been a crisis.
Nope.
For
they refused.
God knows
they
how
refused.
Long.
It's
yeah,
a simple water tap with a little drip that drips every 2 seconds.
Trump finally made them
it.
Do that. Yeah, Trump was actually able to make them implement that shit instead of talking about it. He actually made them.
Mm-hmm.
Now the shit, it's gonna be okay now, though. But you know, another thing, dude, real quick, brother, is that damn it, you know, Trump, bro, like, I don't know why the hell people hate this dude so bad, brother. It's like, the motherfucker talk regularly. He don't talk like a damn robot. The motherfucker keep that shit all the way 1,000, dog. He loves the goddamn military, buddy. He loves our troops. You dig? Everybody that protects our freedoms. He loves this damn country. This brother's been a businessman since he was young, you dig? So you already know the government always fuck with him anyway about his tax returns and all the, you know, being a businessman, brother. The government, he's been hated them. You dig? People don't get this brother enough damn credit. Like, he done been dealt with the government. He's been a businessman. You know, but he's always been able to make shit happen when everybody counted him out. And everybody used to love this guy. You dig what I'm saying? Jesse Jackson, mm-hmm. Al Sharpton, you dig what I'm saying? All the rappers used to be in the club with him. Everybody used to love this brother until he ran for president with principles, you dig? And all of a sudden, the whole world turned against him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very foul. That's very fake of America. That's very fake of that side of America. They got to relax.
Right. Well, I think, and, you know, this is just a guesstimate, but I think one of the reasons why some people don't like them, I think a lot of people, let's keep it 100. When we think of elegance, we look to foreign countries, whether it be London, those type of, you know, the queen, king type thing. So when we look for our president, we want our president to be professional and have the same appearance as those other countries. Let's keep it 100. Donald Trump is an American. He act like an American. He act like a lot of Americans. He thinks like a lot of Americans. And he's being a president like an American. It is. So I think that's what it is.
Donald,
like you said, he's like the hood. He's like the hood president. So when they see him, they want him to be professional. They want him to be like Obama.
It's the closest damn thing we ever going to get to it.
Donald Trump is a product of America. Donald Trump is the product of America.
So am I.
He's
okay.
The product
absolutely.
He's the product of America.
Hey.
So if they don't like what he's doing, then they don't like themselves. He's just modeling
mm-hmm.
what he was taught from America, from the people who went before him. That's why he come in and make a mockery of it. Because all I'm doing is show. I'm saying what you guys didn't wanted to say, but now I'm saying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, people just got to defer their own information, but it's whatever you want to believe, man. Nobody's hating nobody for nothing. Just whatever you get from the shit, just make sure you do your due diligence, you dig, and actually watch documentaries on these people, and you dig, go back to the earlier interviews back in the days, you dig, and just make sure you do your research before you start hating somebody for nothing, you know? That's all I'm saying.
And I'm glad you say that, because that's sometimes where a lot of debates go. Some people are spitting back false information. It is trying to fight facts, and that's where a lot of shit is lost in translation. A lot of heat comes from, because a lot of people, they do. When they be talking about this, that, well, where the information come from to back that up? Well, I heard it on, well, guess what? Them motherfuckers is biased. so on and so forth. So yeah, definitely, you got to do your research. So then when you do get into a conversation, if it turns into a debate or whatever, using facts, not just some things you heard from somebody else who, you know, is just biased on any situation. That could be politics, life, relationships, anything. It is always do your due diligence. But we're going to cap that off right now because, you know, once us three get to going, hey, it's we can go. We can go. But we still got to get to Miss Unbelievable Spoken Word, seeing that she blew our damn minds the other night. We got to get our segment with her in tonight because I'm anxious to hear what the hell she got. So I had this unbelievable seeing that we are sponsored by the Soul of Me Speaks, brought to you by Miss Unbelievable EK. Don't forget the EK. what you got for us tonight?
You there?
All right, this is called one second. I did, my face did. I was eating my bath. Yeah, Jay Dirty was talking, so I said food break. I'm just saying. So this is called One Second. It is a sneak peek from Volume 2 of A Southern Speaks. And it's in love and memory of Justin O'Neill Harris, who was killed in violence. Imagine this. Everyone is given 1 second in life. It's roughly 1/60 of a minute, which is 1/60 of an hour, which is about 1/12 of a time between sunrise and sunset. In the blink of an eye, that 1 second can change your life. You're either on the sunrise or sunset of your life. To know someone can take away your 1 second is breathtaking, painstaking, agony of fear. That 1 second given unto you can instantly be snatched away. I know someone can relate to this, right? That 1 second, that one moment, stop and ponder and reflect. What was your 1 second? Can you feel the overwhelming emotion, whether exhilarating or sorrowful? The mixed combination and assemblies of emotions is that 1 second can be changed by someone or something. In that 1 second, you can be homeless, motherless, fatherless, childless, hopeless, crushing your spirit, making you and others regret every 1 second they missed, regretting every 1 second that was taken away, regretting every 1 second, regretting every 1 second. Regretting every 1 second. See, listen, what do you see all around you? Police killings, black-on-black crime, suicide, depression, anxiety, and people arguing over simple things like, nigga, you stepped on my shoe. You're not part of my set. You sneaked this knee. You cheated on me. And, oh, by the way, the famous quote, what's up? What you want to do? And what happens next? In that 1 second, gunfire, death, destruction, and families are brokenhearted and mourning. Now, in your 1 second of pride, anger, stupidity, and jealousy cause a judgment of confinement. And you know you're in a situation you can't escape or have freedom. Condemned to self-damnation. Think about it. In your 1 second, do you think of your freedom or do you not value your freedom? Or was it taught what freedom was to you? Because in reality, what is freedom? Think about it. What is freedom? When you're bound by laws that is not conducive to you, the false hope and disappointment you see daily in your community, the broken promise of equality, the rise and fall of discrimination, racism, and classism that works against us. In your 1 second, you bowed and said to yourself, my 1 second didn't matter. In your 1 second, my 1 second didn't matter. So let me tell you, I openly scream, my 1 second matters. I get what's going on, but in my 1 second, I bring awareness. See, I am fighting. I am the upcoming Malcolm X that says, wrong is wrong, no matter who does it or who says it. The future belongs to those who prepare for it today. If you're not ready to die for it, put the freedom out your vocabulary. In all deeds, the proper value and respect for time determines success or failure. I am Martin Luther King. I have a dream. I am the men and women killed by the cops across the world. We know the names. Let's pray they don't grow. But we all know the hate for our skin and what happened again. I am the missing woman no face and no one is looking for. I range in all ages, race, and they selling me as a sex slave. Yes, sex slave still exists and it's still going on, but no one is asking for me and who I am. I am the brown versus brown of education who thought segregating the schools would make a difference, and yet the achievement gap is still there. I am a mother, father, daughter, son, husband, friend who loves you unconditionally. I am me, who trusts in the God in me, I am working for a change in that 1 second given to me. So go, I say again, tell me in your 1 second, how do you celebrate you? In your 1 second, is it important to you? In your 1 second, do you worry? In your 1 second, do you make a difference? In your 1 second, are you making life decisions for yourself and others? In your 1 second, are you allowing your soul to speak? In your 1 second, are you an influence or you to say forget about to me? This is my 1 second. Let me live it and let me be. How important is your 1 second, 1/60 of a minute, which is 1/60 of an hour, which is about 1/12 of time between sunrise and sunset in the blink of an eye, that 1 second can change your life. You're either on sunrise or sunset, you decide. But remember this, someone else's life depends on your 1 second choice. So choose wisely. Peace.
Damn.
Well, I know, huh?
Damn.
Man.
I liked it, that.
Man. Yeah. At some points in there, like, I was getting chills, like, especially when you was, like, that 1 second stepping on my shoes and da-da-da, da-da-da, because that's what it be, that 1 second. Like, do you value your life? Do you value the things around you, da-da-da, or are you going to be angry? And in that 1 second, you know what I mean, basically, like, instead of in that 1 second, you can end up dying, or in that 1 second decision, you can end up doing 25 to life on 1 second. Damn, that shit got
on 1 second.
Man. So these are the things. These are the things in
that
your upcoming book.
Thank you. That's volume two.
So tell people again where they can get volume one at. I know it's lulu.com, but give them the info.
You could get it at lulu.com, L-U-L-U. The Solomon Speaks, or lulu.com, L-U-L-U, The Solomon Speaks 30-Day Journal, which is a whole different movement that I'll talk about, where you can have workshops and you can have different things that can come to you. You can have your friends do the journal. Y'all can talk. Y'all can chat. Y'all can see where you are in life. It's just another way to come up, come out, and enjoy your 1 second.
Okay. There y'all go. So I extended it, and we still went a little over. It's all good, though. I love this show, man. I love the conversations because, you know, sometimes that's what we need in life. It is stimulated conversation. It is, this conversation right here is like a, how I say I like our conversations to be, it's unbelievable. Like, that we have the type of conversation somebody wants to eavesdrop on. It is, you know, we ain't
Absolutely.
Even talking to you, but you want to give your 2%. So that's what we want, and we always want you to use that number, 563-999-3411. When you feel like eavesdropping and jumping in on what we're talking about, that's what you do when you press 1. So we are at the end of the show. Tomorrow is Friday Night Live. Tell them again the main topic that's going to be on amongst me, you know, and spinning some of the hottest music, spin a little more music tomorrow. But yeah, we do still have our conversation. And what are we on?
When you have a good thing, why you let it go to waste? Why you let it go away when you got a good thing going on? When you got a good thing going on?
Right. So, all right, make sure you tune in tomorrow. Same crazy place, same crazy ass time. It's 8 p.m. on the East Coast, 7 p.m. Midwest, and I think that makes it 5 o'clock on the West Side. So all right, Dirty, you got any last things or any last caps you want to put about what we talked about tonight on our way out?
Hey, man, just shout out to you people for not hanging up in my damn face when I told you I was a Trump supporter, dog. You guys have been great. You did what I'm saying. I loved it. I loved it, unspoken word, brother. That shit was beautiful. Eat monster, it's always a blessing, brother. Shout out to the show, man.
That's what's up. So what you got for us, Miss Unbelievable, on your way out?
On my way out? Hey, and value your 1 second. That's all you got.
Right. Hey, that's deep. So, all right, y'all, tune in tomorrow. Like we said, it's Friday Night Live. We'll get y'all ready for the weekend, get y'all conversation for the water cooler, whatever, all that and in between. So, all right, enjoy your night. And remember, if you don't do nothing else tomorrow, wake up, feel monstrous, and do something monstrously, whether it be love, make money, or all that other shit in between. But for now, have a good night. I'm going to bed. Peace. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
Peace. Mwah.